Misfits Audio Productions presents Restored Old-Time Radio. We claim no rights to it. This is released free for entertainment purposes only to restore interest in the golden days of radio. Thank you to Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com for intro music. Remember to visit misfitsaudio.com.
If you pull that trigger, this torch will start a fire you'll never be able to stop. An oil fire. It'll wipe out everything you've worked for.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875. The Carlton Hotel, headquarters of a man called Paladin.
Come in.
Oh, Mr. Paladin.
Well, Miss Wong.
Hi.
And how are you this evening?
Oh. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Paladin. Excuse, please, but the man in Ravi asked me bring you this.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, yeah. Noche.
Huh. Bottle of wine.
Yes, sir.
That's good color.
Message come with it.
Oh, where is it?
Well, he told me, message. He come to Ravi, wait for you, then say he has no time to wait longer. He give me bottle and message.
I see. What's his name?
Renato Donatello.
Donatello?
Yes, sir. He wants you come to his ranch soon as possible. Donatello Wine Ranch.
Oh, yes, oh. I've heard of it.
Oh.
All right, Miss Wong, I will. The Donatello house was placed squarely in the center of a huge vineyard. The grounds were neat and clean. The buildings a sparkle, the rows of vines well kept. Obviously, years of loving care had gone into everything. And obviously, Signor Donatello could see nothing but red.
This whole place is going to be ruined if something is not done.
Well, maybe you better tell me exactly what is ruining your vineyard, Signor.
Oh, see, two things. A madman and a well. Now, from a well should come life, refreshment, the water, Signor.
And from this one?
From this well comes evil, stink, blackness, ruin.
Oil?
Oil, see, oil. Black slime drains onto my land, the ruin of my vine. The smoke from his tank coats the grapes. The wine is a bitter because of it.
Well, tell me about the madman, Signor Donatello.
He is cunning. He is powerful. He defies me, will not pay damages. He will not change his ways.
What's this fellow's name?
His name is Gorman. Timothy Jerome Gorman. Irish.
Well, are the Irish so bad?
I ask you, Mr. Paladin, what kind of a savage drink a whiskey made out of potatoes, huh?
Renato, I wish to you.
Teresa, this is Signor Paladin of San Francisco. This is my sister, Teresa.
How do you do?
Bienvenido, Signor Paladin. You are welcome to this house.
Thank you. Renato neglected to tell me that his sister was very beautiful.
Oh, grazie.
Teresa, also the finest cook, senor.
Today I make scallopini. It is awaiting you.
And you must eat, Signor Paladin. Oh, first, but I get you some wine to taste. Huh? Only a moment.
I am glad you're here, senor. Renato is so upset in this terrible fight with Signor Gorman.
What's your opinion of Gorman?
He's a bad enemy, but he would be a good friend. Do not tell Renato, but today I send some scallopini to Signor Gorman. It is my finest dish.
That's a fine peace offering.
Here we are, Signor. Now, this was my prize wine. Now, you taste, huh?
Thank you.
Eh? What do you think?
Well, it's a little sour.
A little sour?
It has a...
It's like the inside of a smoke chimney. That's that oil well.
What?
What is it?
Let's have a look.
Oh! Senor Gore Mendoza, this. That's the pen of Scalapini I sent to him.
Hey, what an insult. I'll go up there and I crush that savage.
No, you won't, senor. Let me go up there first and see if I can do anything.
All right, boys, all right. That's enough. Shut her down. That's it.
Mr. Gorman?
Yeah, that's me. Who are you?
My name is Paladin.
How'd you get in here?
Walked in.
No wonder you wasn't shot. I've got rifle guards all around the place.
I saw them. What's the reason?
A crazy Italian who's trying to ruin me. You look like a good man in a fight. How'd you like to work for me?
I'd like to, except for one thing. I already worked for that crazy Italian.
Now, look here, you...
Before we talk, Mr. Gorman, we should understand two things. First of all, he's not crazy. Second, he's an American.
He's crazy as a bog walker.
Well, this is a nice-looking operation you have here.
What would you know about oil?
Well, I was in Texas when they brought in the Black Cat, but two things should be changed.
Oh, they should. Well, name them.
Well, the main drainage ditch for the waste and the smoke from the boiler. You see, Mr. Gorman, the waste drains onto Donatello's land, and the smoke drifts over and coats his vines. Now, you could pump the waste off this rise and drain it off down the opposite slope. And a 20-foot chimney on that boiler would get away from the downdraft and take the smoke off harmlessly. It's a crime to destroy a vineyard that produces the best wine in the state, Mr. Gorman.
I don't drink wine. When I want to drink, I take White Mule, straight. That's a man's drink. And something else, Mr. Paladin. I could do those things you said, but it'd cost money. Every cent I could beg, borrow, or steal went into this well. Besides, that Donatello's fought me every foot of the way.
Teresa Donatello hasn't fought you.
Well, I kind of liked her until she tried to poison me. That Italian food hits me the wrong way.
That scallopini was well meant.
I took one taste and it bit me. I figured I'd better shoot it before it got loose and ran wild.
Now, Mr. Gorman, would you shoot an unarmed scallopini?
I'd shoot anything that gives me trouble.
Wine versus oil. Donatello versus Gorman. It was a standoff. And I hoped to keep it a standoff until I could clear up a few matters. I borrowed a horse and started for the nearest town. By the time I got back to the Donatello ranch, the standoff had turned into a battle. A mob of men were surging around the wine vats. Teresa.
Let's try to pray. But I cannot. Not for this.
What's happening?
Renato felt the time of choice is past. That he must lead a raid on Senor Gorman or we'll lose everything. But it's gone wrong. Gorman and his men are going to wreck our vats. Renato will be killed. You must help.
Get in the house and stay there. I'll see what I can do. Stop them, Gorman. Tell them to go back or I'll blow your spine in two.
Oh, hold it, wait. It's a trap. Cut back.
That's fine. Now more of the same.
Everybody back. It's a trap. Go on, everybody get back to the well.
That's better.
So, that's how a big-time gunman acts, is it? Crawling up to shoot people in the back.
You didn't get shot. I figured you'd listen to reason. Otherwise, I'd have had to kill a half a dozen innocent men.
You talk big, Paladin. But the next time we meet, you'd better be ready to back it up.
Good night, Mr. Gorman.
Remember what I told you. Next time.
I think you understand that your attack was a foolish move.
Yeah, I see.
No, thank you.
Gorman can ruin my vineyards as he pleases. Tomorrow, Teresa and I will pack and move.
This vineyard and winery means a lot to you, doesn't it?
Yeah. It was my whole life. I have no wife, no little ones, Paladin. I have the vines that I put in the ground with my own hands. Those vats, they're not vats of wine. They are years of my life. But
believe me, I understand. And I want you to understand that that Gorman feels the same about his well and refinery, Signor.
Oh, you can't compare my beautiful wine with that black slime.
The principle involved is the same.
No.
Look,
Paladin.
Look. Tomorrow, if you still want to move, I'll help you pack. Tonight, I'd like to use a barrel of your wine.
What for?
For some of Gorman's rifle guards.
You crazy?
Do you ever read Omar Khayyam, Signor?
Huh?
The grape with logic absolute shall all the warring tribes confute.
Ah.
Now then, I want that barrel of wine and a wagon. It took a great deal of trouble to have a barrel of Donatello's wine fall off a wagon in just the right position for three of Gorman's guards to see it. It took 2 full hours of patient waiting for them to drink enough of it. And then it took some persuasion in Signor Donatello's direction.
Oh, Paladin, this is crazy. Those guards, they will kill us if they find us here.
Not if you do as I say. Gorman's men aren't going to kill anybody. Not after drinking a barrel of your wine. Now, I want you to stay hidden here until I yell for you.
Oh, no, no. I come with you.
You did things your way last night, remember?
But the last...
Tonight, I'm giving the orders.
All right, I stay.
All right, you lily-livered weaklings. Break your backs. Get that A-beam up on end and lift, will you? I say lift.
Gorman.
Paladin, why are you... What are you standing there for, at him, boys?
A gun won't do you any good, Gorman.
Get down off here, I'll blow a hole right through you.
If you do... If you do... There'll be quite a fire.
I need it coming in. I'll give you 5 seconds. Put out that torch.
This torch will set your whole tank afire if you shoot me. Now, time's up. My life isn't worth that much to you, Gorman. Put down the gun.
All right.
Well, that's better. Now I'll come down. We'll talk. Donatello.
Donatello? What's he doing skulking around here?
Now you've kind of burned it up, huh? Go ahead. You started a fire.
I like them apples, Mr. Gorman.
Sure, I don't want to start any fires unless I have to. Now, here. I want you both to read this and sign it.
What? What is it?
Lawyer, draw it up. Renato?
Huh?
You give Gorman $3,000 to build a drainage set up in a chimney.
In exchange,
you'll get a share in the well and a voice in how it's run.
No, why should I pay $3,000?
Go ahead and start a fire.
You've never seen an oil fire, have you, Donatello? Well, this tank would explode in a few minutes and burning oil would cover your whole vineyard. You'd both be wiped out.
Ooh.
Now take your choice, gentlemen. With that agreement, you can both operate your business at a profit. Otherwise, if you continue to fight, you'll both lose everything.
Partner.
Shake hands.
No.
Shake hands. Good. Now, Mr. Gorman, Renato's sister has a plan to seal the partnership. To the new partnership.
Well, say now, this wine ain't so bad after all. It don't have the kick of White Mule, but it feels all right.
What do you mean?
I don't know, but when I came in here, I hated everybody now.
The dinner's almost ready. Oh. Wait till you taste it.
And I am going to get a dinner wine. I have just the right thing.
You've got to get me out of here. Think of some excuse. You're smart.
Why? What's the trouble?
Teresa, she's a fine, handsome woman and all, but I can't stand that Italian food she cooks. It scorches me very inside.
Here's to the food.
Oh, and here's to the wine. Oh. And now we're all going to eat like friends.
Mr. Gorman.
Why don't you show Mr. Gorman your special dish, Teresa?
Of course. Here. You like?
Why? Why, that's Irish stew.
Mr. Pallet?
Yes.
This. I will see you tomorrow.
For breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Until then. Well, hello there, Miss Wong.
Hello, Mr. Paladin. Good to see you back.
You sound like Hey Boy.
You need something?
No, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, everything is going very well.
Yes, I see you make quick plans for evening with charming young lady.
You not only sound like Hey Boy, you think like he does.
Yes, sir. But how you make dates so fast?
A bottle of wine, Miss Wong.
Wine?
Some of Mr. Donatello's very best wine.
Oh, that's a very nice present.
And on the enclosed note, I quoted a little of Omar Khayyam.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, very nice indeed.
Mr. Paladin, I can have a copy of same note?
Well, certainly. What for?
Sent to Hey Boy, attached to bottle of sake, might have most happy results. Oh, yes, I think so. Good night, Mr. Paladin.
Good night, Miss Wong.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Created by Herb Meadow and Sam Rolfe, is produced and directed by Norman McDonald and stars John Daner as Paladin, with Ben Wright as Hey Boy. Tonight's story was written by Ken Cold and adapted for radio by John Dawson. Featured in the cast were Blanche Hawkins, Lawrence Dobkin, Virginia Gregg, and Waldo Epperson. Hugh Douglas speaking.